Hello everyone, it's Dr. Kerry Yerkew. Thank you for joining me today for our True North Practice Management webinar on referrals. Referrals are so important to a practice. In order for you to fulfill your mission and vision, for you to reach out to people and help your community, for you to achieve your goals, referrals are really critical to building a practice and accomplishing what you want to do as a health professional. This webinar is part of a series of webinars we do on Saturdays for health professionals. It's designed to improve your practice, but also to improve your business as well. I'm Dr. Kerry Yerkew. I started True North Practice Management in 2020. And it was after 25 years of practice that I decided that I wanted to give back and share with health professionals what I've learned along the way. I did locums originally for the first 3 years of my career and worked in over 50 clinics. And then recently I've done locums again as I transitioned from full-time practice to consulting. And I currently have a part-time practice, but I am growing my consulting business, and it's to help health professionals with all the things that we're not trained on. I've seen the most successful practices. I've seen over 10,000 patients myself, and I continue to improve my own practice, but I also want to help health professionals focus on the right things and to grow their practices and achieve their goals. So why referrals? Well, referrals are important for us to achieve our mission and vision. And for mission and vision, most health professionals became a health professional because they had an experience growing up, or maybe someone close to them had health issues and they wanted to help other people. They saw that person close to them struggling with a condition or an ailment, and they thought that they could help people in their community by being a health professional. Some health professionals have come from families of doctors or therapists, so there's usually a deeper meaning and reason why someone became a health professional, and that's to change and save lives in our community. The business of being a health care professional is not taught in school. So you're an expert at what you do, depending on your specialty. That's you're well trained on that, but you're not well trained on business or how to balance your practice with your personal life. And those are all the things that someone with experience and somebody that's had busy practices knows about. And so you gain wisdom and with those experiences. And for me, that's an opportunity for me to give back to young health professionals that are starting out in their career and trying to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals. Patients refer. So the number one source of referral for you is your patients. And most health professionals are wondering, well, how do I get more referrals from my existing patient base? Well, one of the key principles in any business is to meet and exceed expectations. And the way to do that is right from the first time that the patient contacts your clinic to the time when they come into your clinic and leave your clinic and for follow-up visits. All of those processes are very important. So you have to train your staff on those processes. You're part of that process. And of course, it's important that the patient knows what to expect from your care. Patients refer when they felt like they've been listened to and that you and your staff understand them. When you show that you care for your patients. And once you're connecting with your patients on that level, you can ask them for referrals. And that's one of the greatest ways to get a growth in your practice is just asking for referrals, giving people cards, and telling them that you're accepting new patients. Sometimes patients or clients think that you're not, you're maybe busy or full, but it's important that you just be really clear with them that you are growing, that you can accept new patients. Reviews are important, and patients will leave reviews for you, especially when they're happy with your care. They like your business and the people who work for you, and they're often excited to share their experience in your clinic. So you want to encourage them to do that. You want to have instructions for them on how they can leave a review. Recently, there's been a lot of review management services, and I had a chance to reach out on LinkedIn to a number of different professionals, and one of them was Jennifer Taylor, who is an expert at online reviews and reputation marketing. And she was talking to me about how important reviews are and how reviews can really help to make or break a business. So people will go to Google, they will search for the best health professional in their area. And it's important that you have a lot of positive reviews. If you need help with your review management, you can reach out to Jennifer, and I'm going to leave her contact information in this post along with some of the other professionals that helped us in this presentation. Staff referrals are another way that you can really grow your practice. When you go to hire staff, it's important you share your mission and vision. And then regularly at staff meetings, you should be telling your staff what your expectations are from them. And you should be leading by example. You should be sharing the reason why you became a health professional and what your goals are with your practice right now. Your staff are an extension of you, and they play a big part in your success. So when they leave the clinic, they do talk about you. They will tell people what you're doing and how that's making a greater impact on the community. So they want to share what they're doing in your clinic, and you want to acknowledge them, and you want to reward them for being part of your team. So you want to make it a really great environment for them. Other health professionals will refer to you when they know how you're different, what you do and what you specialize in, the skill set you have. And the way to get that word out is to network with other health professionals. You can do that through business groups, local business groups. You can do that on LinkedIn. You can go to conferences and network. You can do webinars and use social media to get the word out so that other health professionals get to know what you do. So that's very important as well. Speaking of social media, it's important that you post a lot. Health professionals don't post enough, and there's a number of different services out there that will allow you to put your posts in a queue, and then you can schedule the time when you want your posts to go out into the community. So there are social media managers out there, software to do that. There's people that can help you with it. And these posts should create value for your practice. They should share your mission and vision. You should be able to give people offers in your community to come in and use your care. And then check your messages. It could be a direct message or personal messages coming in on Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, and you want to interact with people and get back to them. A lot of times people will book online or via social media now, and they will start a relationship with your clinic via social media. So make sure you're checking your messages and your staff are well trained at communicating with people in the public. I did talk to Sam Fuller this week, and Sam was great to talk to about how we can use social media to increase brand loyalty, increase traffic, and attract new patients to our clinic, how this can lead to repeat business, how we can be more competitive with the use of video and social media, be top of mind, how the community can be well-informed, and ultimately, how the clinic can profit from having a social media and an online presence. So I'm going to play a video for you that Sam did for us, just explaining these points and how his service can help.
Hi, my name is Sam Fuller, and I'm with Raman Digital Solutions, and I'm going to do a short presentation today on why healthcare professionals should consider advertising. This is why advertising helps. It generates brand loyalty, it increases traffic, attracts new clients, promotes repeat business, makes your practice competitive, keeps your practice at the forefront or at the top of the mind, keeps your audience informed, makes your practice money. Legitimately, it makes your practice money. In these factors right here, this is a broad spectrum with repeat business, and it truly affects how consistent you will have a flow of patients or clients coming into your location. Over here at the top right, you can see the advertising revenue Google has made over the last 20 years, and this is in billions of dollars. Large and small businesses utilize Google for their advertising, and clearly it has expanded over time because it's effective. The bottom right, you'll see the average click-through rate for each page on Google. It's very important to be on the first page. You can see there's almost a 100,000 click difference from the first page to the second, and it continues to drop after that. The goal is always to be on that first page. There's a saying that says, if you want to hide a dead body, put it on the second page of Google. Now, how? Where do you advertise? You have Google, you have Facebook, you have YouTube, you have Instagram, you even have TikTok. Well, when you're choosing, the factors you need to consider are your goals, your budget, audience, demographics, socioeconomic factors. Do you want to use multiple platforms? Your competition, and then your strategy. These are all factors that you need to bring into play with your preferred marketer, or if you're doing it yourself. Keep these in mind. Now, how much do most healthcare professionals spend on advertising every month? Well, the factors that affect that is your niche. So what you are, counselor, chiropractor, dentist, massage therapist, the competition for the market saturation, number of new clients you want each month. And yes, you can actually forecast this using Google data and metrics and previous history. The search volumes, those are things that affect it. On average, everybody is different. There are large companies that spend well over these average prices, but with our clients, we see an average between these two price points of $3,000 to $7,000, most falling between the $3,000 and $5,000. And every practice is different, and they have different goals, and we keep that in mind. Now, the kind of return you should see from your advertisement, whether you utilize us or anyone else, is you should see about an 8x return for every dollar you spend. So, example, you spend $1,000, you should get $8,000 back. Now, the number of clients you should expect, well, that is determined by those factors that I had on the previous slide, but on average, 20 to 30 new clients per month is what you should see from a quality and high-performing advertiser. We here at Raman Digital, we actually do provide marketing via Google, Facebook. We generate new clients, new leads. We have new client management systems and CRMs, platforms to access and nurture or online booking, text, email, messenger, on-page chat widgets, and others. We lead nurture, and we build high-performing landing pages, web design, and marketing consultation. You can contact us via email, or you can visit our website. And I wanted to say thank you from Raman Digital Solutions to Dr. Carey for giving us the opportunity to present this. And we hope that everybody sees success in 2021. And it was an absolute pleasure to present this information. I hope you all have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of the webinar.
Thank you, Sam, for sharing that video with us. And you can see Sam's contact info in our post. So if you want to contact him about his service, feel free to click on the information in our post after this webinar. We also talked to David Nicholas, and David Nicholas is located in Australia. And David is an optometrist, and he helps healthcare professionals to market their health and wellness practice. He put together a handout for us. It's in the link below. And he talks about different videos that clinics can do, like 1-minute videos, and repurpose their content in their news feeds. He has a number of different systems for that, like the 3x3 system, which you can read about in his handout. So feel free to click on the link below to learn more about David Nicholas and how you can get the word out about your practice and help people in your community. Our service here at True North, people ask us how our service works. It's pretty simple. We offer people an initial consult, and that consult is usually about 15 minutes. We just want to see if you'd be a good fit for our practice and if our services would be of benefit to you. So it's a 15-minute get-to-know process. We do have a very simple calendar that we can send to you, a link that we'll put in our post below. You can click on the link, schedule a time that best suits you, and then we will meet you either on a video conference like Zoom or Google Meet, or we will call you, whichever you prefer. We'll send you a quick survey to fill out before the call, and that will ask you why you became a health professional, what your mission and vision is, and what your goals are in business going forward. The first session with us is 15 minutes, but then for a follow-up session, those sessions are 30 to 45 minutes. And those sessions are done using video conferencing and phone. We provide email and text support to answer your questions in between sessions. And usually we work in groups or blocks of 13 sessions at a time. So we'll do 13 sessions over 13 weeks. Or 13 sessions over 26 weeks. So every 2 weeks, we'll do a session, depending on what that health professional, what that clinic needs. So we'll put together a plan, and then what we'll do is reassess after the 13-week period. Each session's $275 US, and we bill that at the time of each session. That could be weekly or every 2 weeks. If you prepay for 13 sessions, we do give a discount. And after the 13 weeks, we reassess the goals. Were your goals met? What are your goals going forward? And then we'll recommend the next block of sessions. Is it worth it? Well, let's say you were with us for a year and you're paying $275 per session. And over 52 weeks, that's 14,300 US. So would you recapture the 14,300? I've been the beneficiary of three consultants over my career, and I know how valuable a coach or a consultant is. And that's one of the reasons I became a consultant, is I wanted to give back and share my knowledge and wisdom with others. So will you regain the cost? Well, it's really your time and it's the expenditure. But the benefits are really lifelong. What you learn from us now will carry forward for the rest of your career. And for many of our clients, the benefits financially are going to outweigh the cost. Are you going to collect $14,300 more revenue, less expenses? So are you going to, your net collections going to be outweigh the cost of our services? And I'd bet that in the first year, you're at least going to break even, or the benefits are going to far outweigh the expenses. But going forward, there's a compounding effect where it just keeps getting better and better. You've achieved a new level, and now you're going to the next level. And the benefits start to compound as time goes on. I want to tell you about a few other things. We started Healthcare Classified last year. There was a demand for health professionals that wanted to advertise their clinic opportunities, whether they were looking for an associate, or maybe they wanted to sell their practice, or young health professionals who were looking for a good job opportunity. So you can go to healthcareclassified.com and you can post an ad there at 30 days for free. So feel free to take advantage of that opportunity. We do have advanced webinars. So there's a lot of webinars that we do where health professionals want to know more. And we want to get into the details of that topic. So today we're talking about referrals. At our advanced webinar, we'll spend more time getting into the details of what we discussed today. If you want to join us for these advanced webinars, they are on Facebook. So you can see these webinars on Facebook or on Eventbrite. And if you go to True North Practice Management, you'll see the upcoming advanced webinars. There's a fee for those webinars. It's usually around $90 US. And you're going to learn a lot more about these specific topics. We have mastermind groups, and these mastermind groups, when you join the group, it's $199 US per month, and it allows you to attend the paid webinars, but also the monthly meetings we have as a group. And you're going to have like-minded professionals in that group. I will lead the group, but you'll have a chance to participate with us in our discussions, in the topics that we're presenting on a monthly basis. And you'll be able to join our Facebook group, which is closed just to the members, where we'll be sharing different tips that are going to help you and your practice. Follow us on Facebook, True North Practice Management, and follow our page, and you'll get the upcoming events that are coming up. And you can follow us also on Instagram and Twitter. We're at True North Practice Management. On Facebook, at True North Practice Management. Sorry, Instagram and Twitter, at True North PM. It's abbreviated. Facebook, it's the True North Practice Management. On YouTube, it's at True North Practice Management. So we have our channel where we upload a lot of recorded webinars like this one. We have our podcast on Apple and Android, Health Professional Success. And our website, www.truenorthpracticemanagement.com. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. We will have the links to all the professionals that joined us and contributed to the webinar today. So you can go to our show notes, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube or our podcast, you're going to see those links below. feel free to contact those professionals. And you can also schedule your initial consult with us by clicking on the link, picking a time, and scheduling that initial 15-minute consultation. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to talking to you and seeing you at one of our webinars soon.